Good morning.
Beautiful day the Lord has blessed us with so far. We have reason to rejoice and be glad in it, indeed. Attempts to steal from you happen daily. Attempts to steal your joy, that is. If your joy is rooted in this world, the world will be successful in stealing such from you. However, if your joy is rooted in Jesus, it remains yours to hold on to, even through the difficult and trying times of this life here on earth. Don't take my word for it. Let's hear the words of our Lord and Savior. And so I invite you here in person and also online to our invocation on page 3 of our bulletin. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise His holy name.
Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits.
We worship this day in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please stand. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise His holy name.
Who forgives all our sins and heals all our diseases.
Dear friends, let us approach God with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, asking Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to forgive us.
Lord of life, I confess that I am by nature dead in sin, for faithless worry and selfish pride, for sins of habit and sins of choice, for the evil I have done and the good I have failed to do. You should cast me away from your presence forever. O Lord, I am sorry for my sins. Forgive me for Jesus' sake.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. In His great mercy, God made us alive in Christ even when we were dead in our sins. Hear the word of Christ through His called servant. I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise His holy name.
As far as the east is from the west, so far as
in peace, let us pray to the Lord for the well-being of all people everywhere, that they may receive from you all they need to sustain body and life. Hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the spread of your life-giving gospel throughout the world, that all who are lost in sin may be brought to faith in you. Hear our prayer, O Christ.
Christ, have mercy.
For patience and perseverance in this life, that we may not lose the hope of heaven as we await your return. Hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord of life, live in us that we may live for you.
Amen.
Please be seated. We're at the second Sunday after Pentecost, and a reading from Holy Scripture for this Sunday from Joshua, a reminder of what is at the center of our faith. It matters. Now, when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" "Neither," he replied, "but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, "What message does my Lord have for his servant?" The commander of the Lord's army replied, "Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy." And Joshua did so. Now the gates of Jericho were securely barred because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times, with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets, have the whole army give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse, and the army will go up, everyone straight in. When the trumpets sounded, the army shouted, and at the sound of the trumpet, when the men gave a loud shout, the wall collapsed. So everyone charged straight in, and they took the city. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We turn now to our psalm, Psalm 116. We'll sing it as noted on the bottom of page 5. Faith under pressure still holds on to joy. This reminder and encouragement, a reading from Holy Scripture, James 1. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. Believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position, but the rich should take pride in their humiliation, since they will pass away like a wild flower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plant. Its blossoms falls and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich will fade away even while they go about their business. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because, having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the Gospel reading. A reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. Luke, the 7th chapter, pointing out this is what our faith is to look like. When Jesus had finished saying all this to the people who were listening, he entered Capernaum. There, a centurion's servant, whom his master valued highly, was sick and about to die. The centurion heard of Jesus and sent some elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with him, "This man deserves to have you do this, because he loves our nation and has built our synagogue." So Jesus went with them. He was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to say to him, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, 'Go,' and he goes, and that one, 'Come,' and he comes. I say to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning to the crowd following him, he said, "I tell you, I have not found such great faith even in Israel." Then the men who had been sent returned to the house and found the servant well. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated as we now turn to our hymn of the day. Grace, mercy, and peace are yours in great abundance, thanks to God our Father, through our living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whose name we continue our focus on the Scriptures this morning. We hear once again these words from James. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because, having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed, by that rock and Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the heart of the joy that we can have in this life. So what is it that gives you joy in this life. How about that first cup of coffee in the morning? How about the fact that you walked 2 days in a row? So what if it was to the mailbox and back? Maybe it's the addition to a family through birth or marriage. Maybe it's an increase in your income without thinking about the increase in your expenses. Do those things give us joy? Or would we rather say such things give us happiness? I mean, there is a difference between the two, as we have noted on previous occasions. Happiness is fleeting, but joy is enduring. Now, at times, the two can come from the same thing, but again, what is it that really gives enduring joy? And that would be Jesus. Jesus is the source of enduring joy. Even when life is not going as we would have drawn it up to go. Well, who better to speak on the topic of joy than the Holy Spirit? And for our benefit today, used the Bible writer James, the leader of the church in Jerusalem and the half-brother of Jesus, to encourage us in the subject matter of joy. Because the early Christians, well, they did not have it easy. But then again, in many respects, neither do we. And so these words are very much still applicable to us, right? James gets right into it. Consider it pure joy, brothers and sisters, when you face trials of any kind. Don't just consider it partial joy, or don't hope to see joy. Consider it pure joy. And you can. Thanks to Jesus, the source of living joy. Such joy as rooted in Jesus is a solid foundation. And we need that solid foundation as we go through this life, don't we? I mean, God is aware of the circumstances that we face in this life, whether that be as a corporate setting or whether that be individually. He is aware of what is going on. Thus, he saw fit in his wisdom to make sure that these words got passed down through the generations. I mean, life can be hard for us personally in so many respects. I mean, there are the health challenges, and then there are the paycheck-to-paycheck challenges, and then there are the raising the children challenges, and on. But even more so, the Holy Spirit through James is not just talking about those earthly challenges, but more so the challenges that come as a result of our confession of faith in Jesus. And have you felt those challenges? To one degree or another, we all have. And the way things are going, we probably will face even more of those challenges. And these words will be even more apropos for our life now and into eternity. The world is not really a good place, is it? I mean, God has filled it with blessings for us to enjoy, but when we peel away the blessings, unfortunately, we see the rotten core of our world. Not the way God created it, though, but because sinful human beings have turned away from God. And as more continue to stay away from God, the less good our world becomes. And so the world is not going to be our source of lasting joy, is it? I mean, James, by inspiration, makes that point. Whether you are poor or rich or somewhere in between, don't find your joy in the things of this world. I mean, when we are considered poor, not having much, how often do we spend our time striving and thinking, if we only had? And then when we get a little more, we're still not content because it's never going to be enough. The Lord doesn't say you can't achieve more, but just don't set your joy on such things. Or the wealthy, we may think, oh, they got it all, but do you read the tabloids? There's a morsel of truth in some of those things. And what's going to happen to us, whether we're rich or poor and somewhere in between, whether we're dealing with illnesses or we're healthy? We're all going to face the Maker sooner or later. Flowers come and go, grass comes and go, but what endures? That's the key. And who's at the heart of what endures? Our Savior, Jesus. And so we focus on enduring joy. Not just what we think will give us joy, lasting joy on this earth, but will give us lasting joy not only on this earth, but also for all eternity. Again, the world is seeking to rob us of this joy. I mean, because the world does not have it by nature, and they don't see what you have by the grace of God, and so they want to steal it from you. Because if I'm going to be miserable, I want you to be miserable too. Instead of going, hey, you don't seem so miserable, even though you're going through a trial of a time, what gives? I mean, we hope they will be like what Peter said, always be ready to give the reason for the hope that you have, and we want to be ready, but recognize the world is not seeking God in the solution that has been given to you, but rather is seeking to rob you of what God has given to you by grace. Whether it be by intimidation, whether it be by law, whether it be by peer pressure, it happens in families, it happens in businesses, it's happening in churches. As someone just recently said, if you churches don't go along with our my body, my choice agenda, we're going to come down hard on you. We've proven that we can do it already. Are we ready? By the grace of God, we will be, and we are. As long as we remember, the world in and of itself is not our friend. But it is a harvest field. A harvest field which needs Jesus. Because what has Jesus done for this world? And you and I are part of the world, which is not good by nature. He has come to redeem the world. He has taken all the hatred against him and against us and that we ourselves spew out. He has taken all of our sins of trying to seek joy and happiness from the things of this world rather than in Christ alone. He has taken all those moments and attitudes and thoughts and sins to the cross and said they're forgiven, not going to be held against you, so that you can be free of trying to find satisfaction from the things of this world and rather find your satisfaction and contentment in Jesus, in the peace that he has won for you. And not only has Jesus won for us peace, right? Sins forgiven, a relationship with God has been established. He has given us access to God's throne, and so he encourages us to pray when you are going through doubt, when you are being tested, whether that be a physical test or emotional or a spiritual test for your faith, go to the Lord and ask him for his help. And when you ask him, what does he say? Don't doubt. Don't go, Lord, if you happen to have your cell phone on at this time, you know, can you pick it up? He's there, right? 24/7, no frustrations in trying to reach God. Now, he may not answer us in a way that we want or answer us immediately, but it doesn't mean he is not listening and he's not answering and working for our good. What a good reminder when we talk to God of how we are to do so. And as we talk to God, let us not forget, though, what is more important. Listening to his voice. And part of what his voice says is that heaven has been won for you already. The victory is ours. You are more than conquerors now already. They may spew at you and kick you and take things from you, but what can't they take from you? Right? We are more than conquerors. The crown of life remains ours. And so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary. What is unseen is eternal. And so we ask the Holy Spirit to help us stand firm in the faith, as we should not be surprised at the vitriol that is against Jesus and his followers. He makes it clear what's going to happen. And so live joy, dear friends, because your joy has a solid foundation. And your joy, keep in mind, on this side of heaven needs to be nurtured. And so God has given us the opportunity to nurture that joy. He equips us through trials. I mean, who of us really likes to exercise? But as they say, no pain, no gain. Not that God takes pleasure in giving us pain, but what is he doing through that? He is strengthening us. He's building up our faith muscle. He's increasing our joy, our perseverance. Perseverance is patience on steroids. It endures. It builds trust where it needs to be. And he's given us then the means of grace, the gospel and word and sacrament to increase our joy, to remind us of how we have a relationship with God and what is ours for all eternity. Take and eat, take and drink. This is given for you, for the forgiveness of sins. And where there's forgiveness, there's new life, joy, and heaven. And so he gives us opportunity, as he reminds us with the third commandment, to not become spiritually lazy, to not starve ourselves of the means that he has given to us to grow good muscle tone where it matters most for eternity. He then also reminds us that he has equipped us to equip others. We know people who are going through difficult times, maybe from a family member, maybe at work. Again, not just physical affliction, but affliction on account of their confession of faith in Jesus, and they're struggling. God puts you in their life to build them up, to encourage one another. And so be real with them. God, help us then learn from those trials that we go through and the trials that those we know go through. Learn then to be to persevere, to be content, to go to the Lord and not doubt. And not just for people we know and interact with, but also for the people we don't know. As Peter said, we refer to it earlier, always be ready to give the reason for the hope that you have, because we don't know who just might be in need. And come to you and say, something gives about you. I want to know what. You know, the early Christians, it was their constant living unconditional love that wore down many people. God help us with unconditional love wear down many people, because at the heart of our unconditional love is Jesus. The world needs Jesus even though it denies it. But we have been given the message and the command, go and make disciples of all nations. Amongst our friends, our families, complete strangers. We can do that personally. We can do that through our prayers. Praying that others will connect to the people of this world and share Jesus with them. We can help people in their time of need. I mean, another trial, in a sense, that is going on today, it's even making national news, as grandparents raising their grandchildren and the stress that is putting on them as they financially and emotionally were not ready to do that. But they've had to pick up the torch, and so encourage them, pray for them. Remind them of the source and joy and the opportunity they have to spread that joy to other generations. The joy we have been given in and through Jesus, how can we describe it? it is solid. It points our hearts and our minds in the direction we need it pointed toward. And so keep these words of James handy, not just for yourself, but for also people you run into who need that reminder of where to focus. To live joy. Because we and they can live joy. Because Jesus lives. The victory has been won. And so, dear brothers and sisters, don't forget to live joy. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, the heart of our joy. Amen. We now turn to a confession of faith on page 9, the Nicene Creed.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated.
Let us pray. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we praise you for reconciling us to yourself through the sufferings and death of your dear Son. Through him, we have confidence to enter into your presence and to bring you our prayers and petitions. Out of the infinite bounty of your goodness, grant us a rich measure of your Spirit.
Let the love of Christ fill your church so that it may flourish in all the works. Help us show love and compassion for all who are in need.
Bestow on the nations of the earth the knowledge of your mercy, that they may turn to you, the only God, and find salvation in you.
Strengthen our faith so that we unfailingly come to you in prayer for all our bodily needs.
Give a special measure of your power to those who are sorrowful or mourning, to those who are in pain or sickness, to those who may be in temptation or peril, that they may receive your blessed aid.
And help us.
Lord of glory, you have bought us with your lifeblood as the price, never grudging for the lost ones that tremendous sacrifice. Give us faith to trust you boldly, hope to stay our souls on you, but, O best of all your graces, with your love, our love renew. Heavenly Father, we also come before your throne of mercy, thanking you for fathers who have raised and continue to raise their children in the Scriptures. Forgive fathers for the times they have not carried out their responsibilities faithfully, and with a sacrificial spirit. Help fathers everywhere get into your word, which points out salvation and supplies them with the most excellent of advice for carrying out their important role as leaders and example setters. Move us as fellow Christians to encourage fathers to carry out their roles and build up the role of fathers. For those able to celebrate another year of grace here on earth, we thank you, Lord, for watching over them through life to this point, and we trust you will continue to have them be a blessing to us and we to them. And for those celebrating a wedding anniversary, thank you for this opportunity in their life, and continue to watch over them, helping them see the blessings in their life together. Hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. Accept our prayers and intercessions, and provide for all our needs, not because we are worthy, but for the sake of Jesus our Savior.
Amen.
As we continue with the sacrament, lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, O Lord of heaven and earth. We praise and thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, and we remember the great acts of love through which he has ransomed us from sin, death, and the devil's power.
By his incarnation, he became one with us. By his perfect life, he fulfilled your holy will. By his innocent death, he overcame God. By his rising from the grave, he opened heaven.
Invited by your grace and instructed by your word, we approach your table with repentant and joyful hearts. Strengthen us through Christ's body and blood, and preserve us in the true faith until we feast with him and all his ransomed people in glory everlasting.
Amen.
And we also pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he gave it thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Take and eat, this is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Now may this body which was given for you and this blood which was shed for you strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Go and live your life in peace and with joy, for you are at peace with God. Amen. We pray. We give you thanks, O Lord, for the foretaste of the heavenly banquet that you have given us to eat and to drink in this sacrament. Through this gift you have fed our faith, nourished our hope, and strengthened our love. By your Spirit, help us to live as your holy people until that day when you will receive us as your guests at the wedding supper of the Lamb, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Blessed Father's Day to the fathers among us. Blessings on your role, and may we continue to encourage those we know who are fathers and grandfathers, that they may continue to be a source of encouragement and an example to not only their own family, but also to families around them. Thank you for filling out the Connect cards faithfully each week. Appreciate that. Bible study, we're looking at the Gospel of Luke here in the church proper. That'll begin at 9:30. In the meantime, you can enjoy fellowship. There's coffee. And for our Sunday school for families, that'll begin at 9:15. That will begin in the multi-purpose center. So 9:15. This coming Friday, Lord willing, we have another movie night, and we're serving tacos for supper. It starts at 5:30. The movie roughly around 6. So it'll be more of a comical movie. Lighthearted, so we won't give you the title just yet, hopefully you can enjoy. We'll have that in the multi-purpose center. We do have a congregation meeting scheduled for next Sunday after the service, and after the congregation meeting, then we'll have a voters meeting. The two main topics for those meetings will be our 22-23 ministry financial plan together with elections of church officers. July 2nd, River Cats outing, the Connect 2030s, is coordinating this effort for our St. Mark's family. If you want to invite somebody else, please do so. Again, just a rough count purposes. There's a sign-up sheet there on the counter underneath the TV in the lobby for also the movie night as well as for the River Cats. You're not obligated, but just kind of gives us a rough idea. Yes, we're thinking about attending. That will help. That's July 2nd. The game's at 6:30. We'll give you more details soon. Tree of Life, it's the second week of July. They're looking for more counselors, especially for elementary and middle school years. So if you're interested, male or female counselors, go to the Tree of Life website. Talk to Jason Covey. He's co-chairing the Tree of Life this year. You can get more information. So they definitely need some more counselors. Our summer Bible camp, the third week of July, we could use a few more helpers. We have our main positions pretty well locked up, but just assistance and greeting people and helping the team leaders. So if you're interested in that, again, you can talk to Hannah Ripley or Aaron Donahoe. You can, Alyssa's on vacation right now, but you can catch Hannah. She's here, and you can find out how we can help. All right. Scrip, if you're looking for a way to help support our tuition assistance fund for the school, Scrip is always available. Linda said she might be available today with actual Scrip cards. I don't see her right now, but again, keep that in mind. Sometimes on Sunday mornings, we'll have those available. Again, grocery cards, if you're doing a landscape project at Lowe's or Home Depot, you get dollar for dollar. It's a win-win. And then see the weekly news for other things that are going on. One last item I want to share with you. Your prayers are needed. Should have slept at a Holiday Inn Express last night. Just been extended a call to serve. To serve a resurrection and life, it's a multi-site church setting in Rochester, Minnesota. So I'll be considering that call that's been extended to me over the next few weeks. Thank you for your prayers. Have a good day in the Lord.